May 20th, 2023. Havecast 444, episode 444. Let's go. Of course, I have a few things to share with you guys. An evening of reflection. Shall we? A man claimed a New Hampshire woman he met on OnlyFans wanted to be stalked, so he hid in her attic and took video of her while she slept. This is a welcome update because I caught this story early last year. What the hell did he think was going to happen? This isn't acceptable behavior. Nobody wants to be stalked, not even people who are wildly rich and famous. And that's part of the point of OnlyFans, is to cut the risk of those personal interactions. A New Hampshire man has been found guilty of several charges after he was caught hiding in the attic of a woman he met on OnlyFans and recorded her while she slept. What throws me and what will always continue to puzzle me is that if someone can find the motivation to do something so strange, then they can clean themselves up, go out in the real world, and present the best possible 5 minutes of themselves to a person that might just like them back. It's a lot more green on the environment than camping out in someone's attic waiting to be the next cautionary tale. On May 16th, a jury convicted 19-year-old Mauricio Guerrero of 2 of 4 counts of burglary, along with criminal trespass and invasion of privacy, WMUR-TV reported. I know I mentioned putting together a 5-minute presentation of the best version of yourself that you possibly can, but this kid might only have a minute or two before the women start reaching for the whistle. I was never that pressed at 19. Is it the internet that's killing people's social and interpersonal skills? As Front Page detectives previously reported, Guerrero was arrested in February 2022 after the victim, who was not named, heard someone inside her home. Once police arrived at the scene, they found Guerrero, who drove to New Hampshire from Pennsylvania, on the roof. He's very fortunate he didn't get shot. Babies and fools, babies and fools. It's roughly 500 miles from Pennsylvania to New Hampshire. This kid migrated all the way to this girl's house and nested in her attic like a pigeon. At the trial, Guerrero testified that he met the woman through OnlyFans in 2021, and he thought they were in a relationship. You should have double-checked, buddy. And that she wanted to be stalked. Nobody wants to be stalked, even if they like you, WMUR reported. He claimed the woman professed her love to him and she had a fancy of being followed. We all know what goes down on OnlyFans. So my question is, did she tell him this as part of some type of role play, as her being an entertainer, and that's what helps him get the wet naps off the nightstand? Or was there something legitimate to it and he just took it way too far? The victim told the court she was oftentimes drunk during the conversations, WMUR reported. Yeah, he probably took it way more serious than she thought he would be capable of taking it. Guerrero reportedly visited the woman 6 times in New Hampshire, but she wouldn't see him most of the time. The victim did admit they saw each other once and had sex. Oh, no. If whatever she did to him had him nesting in the attic like a barn owl, I don't want it. He ain't had it since it had him, and you went and gave him the round robin. Court documents state Guerrero sent the victim photos and videos of himself in front of her mother's house. This is extremely creepy. He also sent photos of the victim as she slept, including pictures of her genitalia. Guerrero would also leave food in the attic and plan to track the victim's vehicle. I think this went far beyond the point of just puppy love. And what's especially disturbing is what happens when he gets tired of just stalking. What happens when he gets tired of just looking, and it escalates to whatever the next level is after just taking pictures, photos, and videos. Next up, housekeeper was asked to clean murder scene. Oh, that just won't do. Nope, you don't pay me for that. Even Florence would have told Weezy to go screw herself if she would have found Mr. Jefferson laid out in their deluxe apartment. A Florida man murdered his grandmother with a hammer and asked a housekeeper to clean up the grisly scene, police say. In a Facebook post, the Collier County Sheriff's Office said Anthony Michael Corrado called the woman and asked for help cleaning up a residence in Golden Gate Estates in Naples. It's a safe bet that he didn't explain to her exactly what needed to be cleaned up. So can you imagine when you get there and you see a dead body, now you have to figure out how to get out of there without becoming an accomplice, and more importantly, without becoming the next victim. When the housekeeper arrived, a bloodstained Corrado led her to a bedroom where the female victim was located. The sheriff's office said the woman told Corrado she needed to get cleaning supplies. The Naples Daily News reports she drove off and flagged down a police car a short distance away. It makes you wonder how many murder scenes do housekeepers actually encounter during their careers, because you want to talk about grace under pressure. She didn't even bat an eye. She handled that like she had a couple under her belt already. Police believe Corrado's grandfather returned to the residence and was attacked in the time between the housekeeper leaving and deputies arriving. Police found the dead woman and the injured man in the home. A hammer with blood on it was located on the kitchen countertop. Blood was on the walls and floors inside the residence, the sheriff's office said. It's not yet clear what set this guy off, but he was on some type of rampage, and there was no way he was going to let that housekeeper leave alive, whether she was able to clean the crime scene or not. So that quick thinking very much saved her life. Deputies located Corrado standing outside the residence with blood on his clothing. The 34-year-old was arrested at the scene. Corrado, who was released from prison last year, faces charges of second-degree homicide and aggravated battery on a person 65 years of age. How is that not first-degree homicide? Police say the grandmother had an active order of protection against Corrado. I think that should be first-degree homicide, because he knew he wasn't supposed to be in the vicinity of his grandmother, yet he came there anyway. What was the intention? Sheriff Kevin Rambos praised the quick response from deputies and the quick thinking of the housekeeper. Absolutely. Who was able to get herself out of the residence and alert law enforcement. Yesterday's price is not today's price. Give that woman that pay bump and anything else she asked for without her even having to ask for it. Fun show, fun show, fun show. That being said, I'm going to wrap this one up, but I'll be sure to talk to you guys very, very soon. Jusqu'à la prochaine fois.